World Sport now from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up, Indian cricket fans, welcome back the IPL. Chelsea rely on unknowns to keep West Ham at bay, and Schumacher's up with the frontrunners in Bahrain. Cricket's Indian Premier League got underway with defeat for the defending champions as the Deccan Chargers went down to the Kolkata Knight Riders, with last year's tournament moved to South Africa amid fears that security could be compromised as it clashed with the Indian elections. This year, the IPL is back in India, and as the BBC's Alex Kapsik reports from Mumbai, the fans are delighted.
This was a homecoming party for India's cricket-crazy fans. South Africa was an adequate replacement when the tournament had to be moved last year, but a packed venue here in Mumbai and a crackling atmosphere demonstrated what the tournament had missed, and the home team weren't even playing. Indians love the IPL. The Bollywood element has helped, but this fast, furious version of cricket played under lights with thumping music and tireless cheerleaders is hard to resist. After an opening ceremony which included turns from Lionel Richie and an ABBA tribute band, the crowd was treated to an absorbing contest. Chasing 161, the Deccan Chargers appeared well set. But once their captain Adam Gilchrist was dismissed for 54, the momentum was lost. The Calcutta bowlers put the squeeze on and sealed a 14-run victory. It was an exciting game and a terrific occasion.
Well, one of those who'll soon be heading to India to take part in the IPL is Kevin Peterson. He's returned to form for England on the first day of the first test against Bangladesh in Chittagong, scoring 99, and admits it's all been due to his extra effort.
It's been the hard work that I've put in through the week. I've realised that I've had to make a slight little adjustment to the way that I've played left arm spin because it's troubled me over the last couple of weeks, but I must have batted 4, 5, 6 hours in the nets and sweated more than I've ever sweated in my career to try and sort this little thing out, and I felt really solid today.
And England will start day two on 374 for three. West Indies have beaten Zimbabwe by 4 wickets in the fourth one-day international. They've taken a 3-1 lead in the five-match series. On to football, with Manchester United playing Fulham on Sunday, Chelsea can move a point clear of the top of the English Premier League with a win at home to their fellow Londoners West Ham on Saturday. But injuries mean Chelsea without their first and second choice goalkeepers. Petr Cech hasn't recovered from a calf problem, while Hilario suffered an injury to an abductor muscle in the FA Cup quarter-final win over Stoke. That means Carlo Ancelotti names rookie goalkeeper Ross Turnbull in the starting lineup with Rhys Taylor on the bench.
I have trust, I have confidence in Ross Turnbull. Turnbull didn't play a lot of game this season, but with the job of our goalkeeper coach, he's improved. He has improved very well. If Turnbull has a problem, we play Taylor. He's a young player. He never played in. In the Premiership, but he is a good goalkeeper. He's young, he doesn't have experience, but maybe could be a good opportunity to put experience.
And there'll be live commentary on Chelsea versus West Ham in Sports World on Saturday. Join Russell Fuller from 14 hours GMT. Arsenal will go into their late kick-off at Hull City full of confidence after their comprehensive 5-0 win over Porto in the European Champions League. The last two meetings between Arsenal and Hull have produced a brawl and an allegation of spitting, but the Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger doesn't expect any more ill feeling this time around.
We do not focus on bad blood. We want just to win our game and try to play well. And in fact, if you look well at what happened, not a lot. Nobody has been injured. Was a little brawl at some stage. We got punished for them as well, but the game was not a dirty game.
Inter Milan's lead at the top of Italy's Serie A could be cut to 1 point if Milan beat Chievo on Sunday. This comes after Inter suffered a shock 3-1 defeat at lowly Catania. Schalke have moved a point ahead of Bayern Munich at the top of the German Bundesliga after a 2-1 victory over Stuttgart. Bayern can regain top spot. They play Freiburg on Saturday. Now with a look at the rest of the key fixtures in Italy, Spain and France, here's David Jones.
Milan are struggling with a number of injuries to key players ahead of Sunday's trip to Chievo. Defenders Luca Antonini and Daniela Bonera are likely to be missing, while centre-half Alessandro Nesta is undergoing tests on his knee, which could rule him out for the rest of the season. Up front, Alessandro Pato is also struggling with a thigh strain. Meanwhile, third-place Roma, who visit lowly Livorno also on Sunday, are set to be without their captain, Francesco Totti, who's troubled with a knee problem. In Spain, the Valencia striker David Villa may miss Sunday's match at Barcelona after hurting his shoulder in midweek. For Barca, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is suspended. Real Madrid, who lead La Liga on goal difference, travelled struggling Real Valladolid in Sunday's late kick-off. And in France, the leading teams all play on Saturday. Top of the table, Bordeaux are likely to be without their captain, Alou Diarra, when they visit Monaco. Elsewhere, it's second against third as Montpellier host Auxerre.
Now, Germany and Australia face each other in hockey's World Cup final in Delhi later on Saturday. The Germans have a chance to become the first team ever to win three titles in a row. But as Aaron Armstrong reports, perhaps the Australians have an even greater incentive.
Football, it's been said, is a simple game between 22 players, and at the end, the Germans win. That's not quite the case in hockey, but lately, it's been pretty close. Germany are the reigning world and Olympic champions, and despite an average age of just 22, they're in the final again with a chance to make history. However, we could so easily be talking about their opponents. Australia have lost to their European rivals in the last two World Cup finals, so revenge is on the cards, along with an opportunity to win the title for the first time in 24 years. The Germans are the number one ranked team in the world, but their captain Max Müller believes Australia are the favourites.
I think they are the best, and when you play against Australia, you have to be very strong in every position, and they will come to a one-on-one clash, and if we can win more of these clashes, we will win the game.
Australia, though, will feel it's about time they converted these opportunities into victories.
Next to motor racing, and the seven times former world champion Michael Schumacher was outpaced by his Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg on the first day of practice for Sunday's Bahrain Grand Prix. Rosberg was fastest. Schumacher, who's returning after a three-year absence, was third quickest.
I did all the precaution checks up front. All is good. No glasses needed yet. No, I feel good. I mean, I have lots of capacity. I have kept the skill up in other fields over those 3 years. And I think the real matter of fact was that when I drove in summer, that it took me very little time to adapt again to the car and drive the car to its limit, despite my neck problem.
Next to Doha for news of the opening day of the World Indoor Athletics Championships, Britain's Dwayne Chambers qualified fastest for the semi-finals of the 60 metres, and there was a narrow escape for the three-times champion Yelena Isinbayeva in the pole vault. With more from Doha, the BBC's athletics correspondent Mike Costello.
It's because she's dominated the pole vault for so long that defeat for Russia's Yelena Isinbayeva last year at the Outdoor World Championships caused such a massive shock. History almost repeated itself here as she had two failures at her first height of 4 metres 55 centimetres, 50 centimetres shy of her world record best. But she rescued her bid for a fourth successive world indoor title with a clearance, albeit a nervy one, at her third and final attempt. On the track, Britain's Dwayne Chambers, attempting to win the men's 60 metres title for the first time, clocked 6.59 seconds to lead the qualifiers into the semi-finals. Kenya's Augustin Choge was the most impressive winner of the day in his heat of the men's 3,000 metres, and it's all set for the race of the championships in the women's 3,000. Kenya's Vivian Cheruiyot will take on Meseret Defar of Ethiopia in a battle of world champions indoors and out.
Mike Costello then. On to Rugby Union. In the Six Nations Championship, last year's Grand Slam winners Ireland hosts Wales in Dublin later. For Ireland, Brian O'Driscoll will win his 100th cap, becoming the 13th player to join the ranks of Rugby Centurions. Or earlier on Saturday, England go to Murrayfield to take on Scotland. France, chasing their first Grand Slam since 2004, face Italy on Sunday. Of course, rugby news and all the latest sports news and results at bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the very latest world sport from the BBC.